Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking in flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I am back, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, last week was a nightmare because, like, I had major problems. My teeth were killing me and I didn't have some removed. So I'm healing. Because, like, I went today. And I'm like, yeah, it's still killing me. And they said, yeah, that can happen. Everything looks great. So, yeah. And before I get much further, I want... I know a lot of you out there, I need major prayers. A good buddy of mine, Milo Mills, last night, he was riding with his family, four-wheeler ATVs, and when they were putting them on the trailer, one fell off and rolled on him, and his jaw and teeth are all crushed. His mouth's wired shut. He's going to be eating through a straw for a while. He was life-flighted to Indianapolis. He's going to have, once his phone goes down, they're going to have to do major surgery on his jaw and his mouth and everything. they're talking about he might never talk again. I don't know if you ever heard of Matthew West. He was going to do an album that was called Something to Say, and he almost lost his voice, and God restored it. And you know, God can heal, and God can, I mean, I had a torn calf muscle, and we're in intercessor prayer, and I just look at my wife, and she basically tells me to come here, and she's like, yeah, the Lord told me that you need to walk around this place 7 times and you'll be healed. And with the struggles I was dealing with, I'm like, okay, Lord. And like the blind man who he put mud on his face, he didn't just heal him. The Lord wanted me to show my faith. And he put mud on the blind guy's eyes, and he goes, now go and wash it off. He made spit with mud with the dirt through his saliva, and so that happened. And you know, and when I did it, my pastor came out to me, and he goes, because I was in pain, I was having problems, and he goes, do you believe you're healed? I'm like, I know I'm healed. And he goes, then you're healed. Go be normal. And for the first time in a long time, I wasn't afraid to run or walk or do anything. So, we know God can do miracles, but just keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And I want to get into so much stuff tonight on the conversation. Folks, people are tired of this LGBTQXYZ thing, but Paramount Prep's pansexual dating series, Always Love Always. Completely unnecessary. New York Times blasted for including domestic violence accusations in a post about Jim Brown's death. I wouldn't consider it, but like you really expect anything different? This is very interesting. Jeffrey Epstein is tied to threats to Bill Gates over an alleged affair with Russian bridge player. That he was kind of like blackmailing him or threatening him. And I think there were things that Epstein was going to do and come clean with and threatening people. And they got to him. McCarthy slams Biden on debt negotiations. He would rather be first president to default than cut radical left spending. And as Biden has talked about, he sent the 14th Amendment authority on debt ceiling. You know, Biden, you know, why don't we just give every single solitary person in America a printer and they can print their own currency? You need money? Go ahead, print all you want. See how quickly it takes to have the dollar worthless and no one go to work. I don't have to wait till Friday. Why do I have to go to work? I can just print what I need. WNBA star Brittany Griner decides to stand for national anthem after being stripped of American freedoms in Russia. Yeah, she's kind of, looks like she's changing. I wonder why. Floridians demand $3 million for each black citizen, not like to divvy up, for reparations. Every black person should be getting $3 million each. Yeah. Do that and see what the inflation goes up to, and then you're like, oh yeah, I want a quarter pound with cheese, a small fry, and a water. That'll be $4,000, sure, huh? Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Tyler from Red Rocks Worship, and today I get to share with you the verse of the day, which is found right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, which says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Here, the Apostle Paul is talking to the church of Corinth about being spiritually mature, no longer self-centered, but living a life that is driven by the Holy Spirit. He even rebukes the church earlier in the chapter for being divided, for making it all about themselves, and for being dominated by a mindset of the flesh, their own wants, their own desires. He even calls them immature infants in Christ. Yikes. He says, y'all, it's time to grow up. It's time to become spiritually mature. That sounds great. How do we do that? Well, let's look back at this scripture. It says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? So what does that mean? Number one, God is with us. At the highest high, at the lowest low, God is with us. We, the church followers of Jesus, you and I together, we are God's temple. We are his sanctuary. We are his house. We are where he dwells here on the earth. That's amazing. Number two, we have a direct line to his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in our midst, so his Spirit is with us every step of the way. That means we have access to the greatest helper ever. Jesus said, hey, y'all, I gotta go, and when I do, I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, who's going to be the greatest helper, the greatest advocate, the greatest comforter, the greatest counselor you could ever, ever imagine. It's even better for me to go so that I send the Holy Spirit to you. How wild is that? So, what does this even mean then? It means we've got to take our eyes off of all the other things, off of our wants, our desires, our opinions, our fears, our worries, our hopes, our dreams, and put our eyes on the Spirit of God. When we walk in the Spirit, we are spiritually mature. When we walk in the Spirit, we will experience the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, self-control. We all want it, right? So today I challenge you. Make today different. Make today different by starting off and saying, Lord, what do you want? Holy Spirit, what do you want? Would you please guide me? Would you please direct me? Would you please counsel me? I want to follow your way. I want to trust you with all that I have, and so you show the way. In Jesus' name, would you do that? Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Tyler from Red Rocks Worship.
Don't forget about that. Tyler from Red Rocks Worship, they're awesome. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? That is 1 Corinthians 3:16. Yeah, I just got done doing a Revelation, so I went back. Now I'm in Romans. I love Romans. I go back to Romans a lot. I like Esther, too. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. What a program I've got for you today, folks. I've said this on the program multiple times. Paramount Peeps, pansexual dating series, Love Always. When this company, like Budweiser, has Dylan Mulvaney on there, and the sales tank and plummet, and people are ditching Budweiser permanently. When people don't want this LGBTQ stuff and the companies that do it, they're flushing their company down the toilet. The stocks are going. They're losing billions. Why are they continuing? Why are companies like Disney and stuff that are losing billions and billions, haven't let go of crap tons of people, thousands of people. They're losing money hand over fist. Why are they octupling down? I know Disney's, I know we're going to shut our doors, but we're not going to back down from this. Wouldn't you think, okay, when people come out pro-Trump and pro-America, every, you know, okay, well, their stock went up 400 points, da-da-da, you know, all this stuff. Why are, it just makes you wonder what has these companies that are losing money hand over fist that are basically going bankrupt, belly up dang near, why are they tripling down on some of these? Or when they finally lose all their, lose everything, like, okay, folks, yep, we're going to be coming out with next week some Folds of Honor cans, day late and dollar short. I don't know. You don't know what it's like to be. I'm sorry, man. God made me a man. I can look between my legs. I know what I have. Maybe you need to evaluate yourself. Why do you think you're a giraffe? Why do you think you're a... It's the most proudest day of my life. Yes, I couldn't swim as a man, but as a woman, I dominate, you know. I couldn't even come close to making it on the men's team, so I just all of a sudden became a girl. And now I'm the number one female swimmer at my school. Folks, if I went to go out and try out for swimming and I couldn't swim, yep, that would be God telling me, yep, I need to try something else. These people are like, uh-uh. I know what. I'll become a woman. I'm just waiting for an NCAA men's team. I'm waiting for like an NCAA to have a all-men team that dominates. Yep, we all identify as women, and we're going to compete in the. Just wait. I want to see them. I want to see what they would do if a whole college basketball team of men said they were all trans women, and it was a whole team of men, but they said they were all women. I'd love to see what they would do. What the NCAA would do, would they allow a whole team of men just because they... Yes, and the women lose number one seed UTEP State with a team of all men claiming their women dominated 64-3. I mean, come on. It's okay, folks. They think they're women, so it's okay. No, we need to stop allowing, that's the problem. You're allowing this crap to go on. These people need help, and you're encouraging them. Like, it's okay, Timmy. It's okay. Your parents are lying to you. Your parents can't tell you what gender you are, Timmy. They can't do that. Excuse me, I can't sit there and look at my son and go, okay, yeah, he's got male private parts, yeah, he's a man. Like that 1960s or 50s post. Mommy, I think I'm a woman. Well, you're not. But that's the world we live in, you know. Just like the completely unnecessary New York Times being blasted. Luckily, they're being blasted for including domestic violence accusations in a post about Jim Brown's death when they're talking about, you know, a man, and there's domestic violence accusations, not even like facts. But why would you put that in there? Well, I mean, they don't care. I mean, it's, I can tell you why they did it, because the New York Times is racist, because they don't like black people like Jim Brown. Oh, they like black people as long as they hate America, they support China. Would you support Ukraine there, Trump? Trump, this is what Trump should have said. Well, would I support Ukraine? Well, if I was president, this would have never happened. Plain and simple. It's just New York Times is racist is what it is. It's what it is. But don't worry, folks. That's just what we live in. That's just what we live in. We had to watch Disney movies before they even let kids watch them. Well, think about it like this. Not many people realize this, but think about it like this. I was at Sam's Club this afternoon, and I saw all the scotches and whiskeys and all the stuff they had, and I'm like, yeah. Sam Walton, founder of Sam's Club and Walmart, would never in a billion years allow any liquor in his stores whatsoever. The people that run it now have flushed Walmart down the toilet, just like these Democrats are. You can't be having this country going in the direction it's going. This country is sinking faster than the Titanic. The only way it's going that way is by design. I want someone to tell me what's great about $4 a gallon gas. Go ahead, tell me. If you care about this the environment so much, why aren't you out there? Because think about it. I remember when I was in school. It was, we're going to run out of fuel. We're going to run out of oil in like 10 years, 15 years. There'll be no more. And back then, like, whoever comes up with the next viable option to run a car, not batteries. Electric cars are not they're not sustainable. They will not, there's not enough lithium on planet Earth to give everyone a battery-powered car. There's not enough lithium. They're not even environmentally friendly. If you knew what it took to have a battery-powered car, you would not be, you can't, okay, it's like saying, I support slaughtering of animals, but I'm a vegetarian. You can't support battery-powered cars and support the climate crisis and all that crap. You can't. But then again, look at how many executives fly to those climate crisis conferences in private, earth-damaging Learjets, each one of them in their own private Learjet, and no one calls them out on it because they know it's BS. I want to find out how I can make the billions of dollars that they have. I'm going to go to these climate summit conferences in my private Learjet, having my 10 mansions, kicking it, not caring, living my life, destroying the earth, going, the earth's not going to last. And then I want to be able to go on my Twitter account and delete tweets because I said the earth was going to fall apart in 10 years. And then when it's 10 years later, just got to show, but you show people the climate crisis timeline where it was going to be an ice age and it was going to be like global warming, and then they keep changing the narrative. But don't worry, folks. It's all good. I'm going to get into this. Jeffrey Epstein tried to threaten Bill Gates over alleged affair with Russian bridge player. I think he finally was going to expose some of these people and, like, was blackmailing them and they killed them. I would not be surprised if Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and some of these high-profile people have not had all kinds of... If I was to get the list of everyone that was on Epstein Island, nothing would surprise me about any of them being together intimately on that list. Women getting together, because supposedly Oprah's been there. I could see her in hell, yeah. I could see it. I could see any number of things. Not being disrespectful, that's just being honest. And so what? If that's what they want to do, more power to them. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Oh, yeah, it's okay. All over a bridge player. That's right. According to the Wall Street Journal, Microsoft founder and the woman in question first made contact in 2010 when she was in her 20s. Disgraced financier Epstein consequently met her in 2013 and later paid for her to attend software coding school, the report sets out. I think he tried to blackmail a bunch of people and it didn't happen. You know, he got killed. He committed suicide, though all the cameras were shut off and this and that. No one saw anything, and yeah, okay. Kind of sounds like Officer Barber. You move along now. Nothing to see here. It's like that whistleblower with the FBI. Huh. I took a note to uphold the Constitution. That's why anyone that you cannot go against this. How can you be against the Second Amendment? Because you take an oath to defend the Constitution. But don't worry, folks. You have people that support abortion and want to kill babies, but then how dare you want to have a gun? There's school shootings. If anyone ever came up to me and said, how dare you support the Second Amendment and support guns when we have school shootings? And I said, oh, yeah, you must be one of those pro-life people that's against abortion too, right? Ma'am, I support abortion. I support abortion, so how can I support killing the babies but not support killing the kids? What's the difference? Just the trimester is different. This is a second trimester abortion. This is a 4,000th trimester abortion because he's 12. They did that when on South Park when they had Mrs. Cartman wanted to abort her son and he's like 8 or 9 and then would that be this much abortion? And you know, after like the third week, we don't even allow it, you know. But, I mean, seriously, I'd be like that, and I know someone's going to cut and paste my words. Well, he said this. No, I'm just saying. I know people that are pro-abortionists that support abortion and Planned Parenthood, but they're against school shootings. So they're okay with killing babies but not killing kids. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't be for killing a baby but not for killing a 7-year-old or 8-year-old. What's it? There is no difference. Don't tell me. I've known people that had an abortion, and the kid could have I could have pulled the baby out and it could have lived. I've known people that were born younger than that kid who was aborted. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm going to get into, I'm going to move on now because that's just, McCarthy slams Biden on debt negotiation. He'd rather be the first president to the default than cut radical spending. And Biden even hits with the 14th Amendment authority on debt ceiling. Folks, I hope they default. Well, whatever they do, they're going to blame the Republicans. Now, live within your damn means. I'd love to be, if any Democrat was out there, be like, folks. Oh, I hope they default. I hope they do. Shut down the government, please. If this means the government shut down, great. Shut it down. Good. It should have been shut down a long time ago, like 40 years ago. Oh, shut it down. Please. Call your congressmen and senators and tell them to shut the government down. Like, stop them. Get all these. They don't do anything anyways. Name one problem the government solved. Go ahead, I'll wait. Except for when Trump was in office, and Trump basically did it all. Name one thing, it's like the Amtrak, where they forecasted for a loss so they can get money from the government. Don't worry, folks. It's the Republicans' fault. Oh, what's funny is, where are all these Build Back Better anti-war Democrats going off about that we're one step away from World War III. We're one step away from nukes being used and people and countries just blowing each other out of the water and killing us all. Where are the anti-American, where are the anti-war liberals? Where are they? They're at war. We're one step away from, like, nuclear war, and I don't hear one anti-American, here's another Republican in another war. It's funny how the whole time Trump was president, I never heard one freaking liberal say, hey, I hate Trump, but at least we're not at war. He was getting Nobel Peace Prizes for bringing peace to the world. Biden is getting us one step away from getting us all killed from nuclear war with every country, from China to Russia to Ukraine. Oh, but, oh, it's okay. It's okay, folks. I guess it's sort of like the debt ceiling, where, oh, the debt ceiling doesn't matter under a Republican. Yeah, it does. We can't spend a dime under a Republican, but under Democrats, whatever. It's like these Floridians I'm going to get into next that want $3 million per person for replications. Oh, I'd have fun with them. I'd be there. I'd say, why only $3 million? I think you guys should get, like, at least $100 million each person. Oh, you should be getting at least $100 million per person. And when you print that much money, yeah. Yeah, but when you go to buy a hamburger and it's $40,000, or it's like $100,000 for a cheeseburger, because all of a sudden, now, well, let's say there's, let's just pull up the little trusty old calculator. A trusty little calculator. Let's do, let me see here. I'll just do a nice 3 million times. Let's say, I'll do a nice round number. Let's just say 3 million people. It'd be $9 trillion you would have to print. $9 trillion. Just for, if there were 3 million people in Florida that got replications of $3 million each, there'd be $9 trillion just for that, just for Florida. That's not anyone else. That's not California. That's not any other country. Not any other state. They think in terms of, see, they're thinking in terms of, like, oh, I'm going to get $3 million in terms of prices now. They're not thinking in terms of $3 million for each black citizen. How much that would increase the inflation? Whew. Because they did that one time, like if they gave, let's give everyone $75 an hour, let's make everyone wealthy. And they calculated it out, and it was equivalent to, like, in today's economy, making like $5 an hour. It was nothing. Because everything would go up exponentially. Why don't we just print, like, why don't we just do like a 100? Why don't we just do like a $999 trillion budget? Why don't we do that? Why don't we just eliminate the debt ceiling altogether, and the government can just keep printing money however they want, and then when it gets worthless anyways. I mean, because you figure, if those black people in Florida get their $3 million for each black citizen, and there's 3 million black citizens that would get the $3 million, that'd be $9 trillion you would print just for Florida. Imagine how much a cheeseburger would cost if you had that much pumped in for inflation. The prettiest girl in the world just walked in. Money, 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 money. Show me the money. But yeah, but think, like I was talking about, $9 trillion. And I'm guarantee you there's more than 3 million black people that would get $3 million. Because they need it because, you know, they weren't slaves. They weren't slaves. See, they just look at the economy as it is now and think the economy will stay like it is with the prices like they are, but they'll have $3 million in the bank account. They'll have 3 million bones. I'm like, yeah, hook it up. They don't realize that when you give 3 million people $3 million, you're going to have a crap load of inflation. Love you. But they don't see that. It's like the, with about 26 minutes left in the program, like when they had, on the Glenn Beck program, they had that CEO of Burger King, the ex-CEO, and he goes, let's give everyone $75 an hour. Sounds great, but when you do the math, it would be the equivalent after you did what, okay, now you have to cost the burger to, and it was going to be like $5 an hour.
Where's my computer?
Okay. Yep. It's just one of those days. But it is a gorgeous day, folks. But you think about it like that. You know? Why don't they have, why doesn't the government have to live beyond their means? Nope, we have to live within our means. Not the government. Well, we're going to blame the Republicans for, because, you know, we're going to default. Great. If defaulting on the debt means that we don't have a government, if the government shuts down, great. What have they accomplished? Like I was talking about 20 minutes ago. What, name one problem the government solved, except for raising the debt ceiling. What has it solved? I mean, like I was talking about earlier, look at all these companies that are being flushed down the toilet, but they keep octupling down on these policies. Oh, we're going to stand... Well, you're going to go under, you're bankrupting yourselves. Oh, well, we're going to still stand by this LBGTXQRX, LA2S, whatever the heck. No, I don't get it. Somebody has to be, because if you're a business, you're going to be pro-America, pro-Trump, because everything's going to go up. I was talking to a buddy at work. Maybe we need to do this to these kids. WNBA star Brittany Griner now decides to stand for the national anthem after being stripped of American freedoms in Russia. Now she's starting to respect this country. Maybe we need to take these... Huh?
People can change.
Yeah. Maybe we need to take these people that think they have it so bad that disrespect this country and take them to Cuba, take them to Russia and China and see how bad they really have it. And I'll be like, wait a minute here. Yeah, they have two channels. It's all government propaganda. Okay, well, yeah, you're going to, oh, yeah, you don't have a government-approved haircut? Yeah, they've got like 10 for men and 12 for women, and if you don't have a government-approved haircut, I respect her because she's at least saying, hey, wait a minute, uh-huh. You know, people can change, and it's nice to see her at least respecting him. Well, wait a minute, I'm not going back. Maybe she's learned. I'm just because, and I think when the NFL player collapsed on the field, a lot of people said, wait a minute here. I have 5,000 pairs of shoes. I got 75 cars, and he's on the field. Maybe that doesn't matter. Like, I follow a guy online that they'll go to these watch shops. And I have, yes, this is a Jaeger and Company da-da-da-da Tourbillon. Yeah, it's a $400,000 watch. If anyone wants to give me one of those, I'll take one. Because I will sell the watch. Get the $400,000, I can still buy me a Rolex for $5,000, and I can buy a house, I can bless my wife, I can put money towards missions. What would you, yeah, he's gifting me the watch, doesn't mean I can do whatever I want to it after that. If someone's willing to pay $450,000 for a watch, I could buy a house, I could do all kinds of stuff with it. I could not retire on it, But, you know, people change. And it's nice to see someone realize that, hey, maybe just because I'm an NBA star, I just can't get away with stuff. You know, there have been people that use medical cannabis in their legal state, and they try to go somewhere where it's not legal, and they get in trouble. Now, some places, as long as you got exactly what you're legally allowed to have, your card and everything, you say, hey, this is, I only use it for this. I don't drive with it. I don't do this. Okay. Some, you know, but as long as you're following the strict guidelines of your state, you know, some places, but they think, oh, because if I can do it here, I can do it there, you know, and I think someone like her has finally woken up, hey, just because I'm an NBA star, I just can't get away with stuff. This is Asian kid, 12 years old, and I'm going to do my best. This 12-year-old kid graduates community college with 5 degrees. Incredible. Second grade, his mom said, was too mundane for Hung. His mother, Song Hai, said his son learned 1 year of mathematics in just 3 months. Just incredible. I mean, to sit there and be that smart. I wish I was that smart. I don't know, but when we went to the Ark Encounter and they had that science guy, and he's like, God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. Don't get bogged down by this periodic table. God has it laid out in any, like, and I was almost in tears. I'm like, where was he when I was a kid? I might actually wanted to learn. I mean, I had Professor Borofil when I was in school. When's he going to bring in the projector so I can turn out the lights and go to sleep? I was actually in a class one time, this is no joke, where like, he finally just turned the movie off because everyone was asleep, no one was watching it. It was, and that's what woke me up. I'm like, eh, that was like noise. Yeah, people have to have fans to go to sleep and stuff. Man, it's just one of those things. I'm like, okay, you know. But a new poll coming out that 60% of Americans say the federal income tax is too high. I want to meet the 40% who say it's not high at all. Like, it's, I pay more. Great. I think taxes should be out. See, it's funny. The same, if 60% say that the federal income tax is too high, what do the other 40% think? And I guarantee you, if it was a taxes optional, where if you wanted to pay taxes, you could. If you didn't, you didn't have to. I guarantee you, everyone would be like, "Well, I'm paying taxes." What do you mean? You didn't say the income tax was too high. You were that 40%. Let me tell you, all you have to do is, okay, if you're a Democrat, you pay taxes. If you're a conservative, you don't. Let me tell you, I guarantee you instantly, we'd have 100% conservatives. Because I don't know who would sit there and like, I'll pay taxes. Folks, this is late breaking. Wow. Planet Earth has been saved. I don't know if you know this. Eco-activists targeted Rome's Trevi Fountain, turning the waters black with dye to protest the supposed impending doom of climate change. And doing that, they have stopped the climate crisis, change, ice age, global warming, whatever it is now. This whole climate crap is just like the pandemic. Like, what strain are we on now? What booster are we on? I don't know. I didn't get any of them. I won't. But you know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. Changing a fountain's water black. That's gonna solve anything? Yeah, is that made from soy ink? I just want to make sure you didn't damage the environment by using some caustic GMO chemically processed dye. Because I bet if you look into the dye they use, it's probably more harmful to what they did than none, you know. But don't worry, folks. They don't care. I don't understand this whole... Maybe if you've lived as long as me and my wife have, and you've seen when you were in school, and don't worry, we've only got about 8 years left and there's no fuel. You'll be a billionaire if you find a way to run a car without using fuel, because we're going to run out of oil. And on top of that, the ozone's going to go. And we're going to have an ice age. No, now it's global warming, and then it's a climate crisis, and then it's this, and then it's that. And, you know, it's like, after like the fifth or sixth end of the world scenario that keeps popping up, you're just like, okay, folks, oh my God. The world's coming to an end. What did they make up this time? I mean, it's just sad. The whole world's coming to an end. Folks, I've heard the REM song, and we're still here, folks. Wow. Not only has Target have, like, swimming suits for women with, like, extra space to hide the male private parts because it's actually a guy that's designed to wear it. Now they have targeted with a Satanist designer, Ab Parbolin, for a gay pride collection. Wow. Like, that's going to go, like, and I guarantee you, you're going to have crap tons, like, that's, and that makes me sick, because that's when me and my wife did our, when we did the, what do they call that when you have the what's the wedding, the gift registry? That's where we did it.
We registered at Target.
Yeah, and now they're having swimsuits that have places to put your private part. If you're, it's a women's swimming suit, but it's designed for a man because it has a spot for your crotch. And now they have a Satanist designing gay pride apparel. I don't understand, folks. I don't. But like, I've tried to understand, these companies keep octupling. They lose billions on these policies that they enact, and they're done. They're done. It's like, yeah, every anti-LGBT company that comes out that's pro-America, pro-life, pro-this, guess what? They thrive. But don't worry, it's okay, folks. I guarantee you 99% of the people that support abortion are against school shootings. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be, I support school shootings. You can't support school shootings. Well, you have to support them if you support abortion, because killing is killing. It's my body, my choice. Well, I guess. Okay, so then why don't you die? What is the? You're not killing you. You're killing the baby. Like, I've tried to understand this world. I don't get why these companies that octuple down on policies. Okay, you're going under. You're having to let go of massive people. You just lost $10 billion this year, and the year's not even over. And you're going to, yeah, oh, we stand behind this. I wouldn't. It's like when I was at Sam's Club and they had all these liquor bottles and all this scotch and whiskey and all this stuff. I'm like, Sam Walt would never allow any type of liquor to be sold at his stores, ever. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news, folks. Congrats to Man City on the title. Yeah, they won. Yes, they did. Congratulations. We almost clinched fourth place. All we need is 1 point from six, and we have basically clinched fourth place. And as a lady that's in my support group, when I did a video welcoming him, you know, she goes, well, congrats, all you need is 1 point from six, and it's pretty much a done deal for us getting fourth. We'll be in Champions League next year. So I still honestly think, I think we can go into next season starting it with not having an owner and having the Glazers still pissing and moaning around about who they're gonna sell the club to, and the people, it's gonna finally get to the point where the people that are interested in buying the club, like, bye, we're done. If you're, we put in bids for more than what the club's worth. We're not gonna sit here for 10 years while you play us. If you're not gonna, here's the money, take it or leave. Pretty soon the two people involved are going to be like, okay, you got like 2 weeks. Give it a week. Give it 5 days. I want an answer. You accept it or not, because I'm moving on. And every party involved that's supposedly wanting to buy it, the two people, they have expressed their disdain for, okay, what the heck. This should have been done by the end of March. What the heck? Why do you keep postponing this? I mean, if Arsenal has a good transfer window this year, look out. I mean, I honestly think if they can get a great transfer window, be prepared, folks, because I think, you know, I haven't heard any more. You know, I wonder, because they are the champions, Man City, but if any of these sanctions that they're accused of doing financial crap, if any of them end up coming through, would they be stripped of the title and whatever? I don't know. But I honestly think we can go into next season as Manchester United and still having the Glazers. Well, 2 more weeks. And I just really honestly think they expected to have 8 or 9 or 10 people trying to bid on the club. And when they didn't get it, they're like, eh. I wanted Arsenal really. I've been a big fan of Arsenal Fan TV, because when all these like Sky Sports and Sky, you know, and all these major outlets are like, They were going down on fan channels, because there's a lot of people that can't realize that the United Stands was started by Mark, who was just, hey, let's get on YouTube and we'll just film each other. We'll just film. We'll watch the match and we'll just talk about the game as it's going on, and we'll call it a watch along. And it's grown from his love for Manchester United to being one of the biggest fan channels. And a lot of these big networks thought that, oh, he had people invest tons of money. No, it's just people doing chats. He did a, because I don't think they show up anymore, but he's done 24-hour live streams. You know, I think Joe's trying to call him, but I've only got about, I can get him on. I've only got about 2 minutes left in the program, though. Hello. Hello.
Hold on, what do you have on? Show me, who are you talking to? Could you close the phone
and start
again?
I don't know who that was. Somebody was on the other line going, who are you calling? Who are you doing this? Who are you doing that? So I think I've gotten people before that just call and just try to. I know. I used to have a guy that would call in just so he could listen, and I could mute him to where you couldn't hear him, but he could hear the show, and that's how he listened and stuff. So. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in with a minute 59 or so left in the program. Folks, I think it's going to be an interesting year. I think we'll get Declan Rice. I think him and Harry Kane's almost like a given. He's going to leave Tottenham. He's going, and like the only option. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see. I'm just super excited. We got 2 home games left, and we need 1 point. So it's going to be exciting to get into the Champions League again and have games that are actually on Saturday a lot instead of Sundays. But, you know, don't forget to keep my friend Milo in your prayers. Folks, we know prayers can work miracles. You know. Yeah, you know, just keep them in your prayers, because from what we've heard from the mom, there's talk that he might not be able to speak again. We're not sure about that. We don't know. That's what she said. But we know God can produce miracles. Karen. Yeah, that's not coming from my mom. That's just what she told me. Yeah. But we know God can produce miracles. When God told me to walk around the church 7 times, I did what I did, and it worked. He can heal, so, you know, he's going to be drinking through a straw for a while, but he'll get through this, and we'll be there for him. Remember, folks, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.